Welcome into the House of L podcast. I'm Lawrence. Thanks so much for listening to the pod. I hope you've enjoyed the previous episodes. And if you're new to the podcast because of today's specific topic, we welcome you into the House of L. There's all sorts of cool pods on inside of House of L, including Sports Adjacent with my guys, Jason Leisure, Russ Dorsey, and a cavalcade of other people who pop up on the pod from time to time. I even occasionally will go and hang out with my guys on their pod, and it's fun. They do a lot of cool stuff, and we do a lot of cool stuff on what I like to call House of L Actual. That's when I do a pod. Also, Layla Rahimi's part of the team now. Layla's Room is what we're calling her podcast. So once a month, she does something cool, talks to someone cool. So we appreciate your support all the way around the pod. And there will be more stuff as the spring and summer goes on, too. Usually I get a bee in my bonnet about doing like a baseball pod. But it's hard because, you know, if you're going to do a baseball pod, you kind of need to do it every day, even if it's 6-7 minutes. And that can be difficult with everyone's schedule. Plus, it's asking you a lot to be like, well, listen to my thoughts on every single game of both teams in town. So we'll see. Occasionally people come to me and they'll be like, hey, I want to do this or do that. And I'm like, okay, cool. We can figure out how to pay you and do all that good stuff. I wanted to talk about my experience this week and how enjoyable it was. Most of you know that I'm kind of going through this existential crisis when it comes to baseball fandom, and that I have opted out of White Sox baseball for the foreseeable future. It doesn't mean I won't come back. I look forward to coming back, especially after the interactions that I had this past week. But it definitely won't be in the 2024 season. There's still a lot of anger and resentment that I have. I will say that earlier this week, I talked to someone involved in White Sox stuff that I hadn't had a sit down with in a really long time. And it was good. You know, I won't put that person's business out in the street, but it was good to find out the things that I was right about, the things that I was wrong about, mend some fences to a certain degree, and just talk about baseball. That was one cool interaction that I had. This is a long week. Like, I know that I'm complaining because I talked about this last week when I was saying how I had a bunch of doubles when I was working at both the Score and Stadium all week last week. This week was less work and more trying to be there for people that want to have it out with you. Well, that was one thing. Folks that you ask a lot of, and so when they ask something of you, you need to reciprocate, like my guys over at Sox Machine. And that's kind of what I want to spend most of the time talking about, but it has been like a busy week, and I'm still waiting on some furniture. Is it? Sidebar. I'm redoing my living room. And I'm keeping like one piece of furniture. Like, I really love my couch. So I'm keeping my couch, and I kind of built the rest of the living room around the couch. So I went to this place that has quality stuff. I love the stuff. There's no problem there. The service was great. All of that stuff. But this was in January, and I still don't have my furniture yet. It's a tad frustrating. But the room itself, like, there were a couple things that needed to happen in the room, so I'm getting that stuff done, and I'm excited. You know, I'm excited to get the new furniture in once it's in. It's kind of scary, though. you know, there was stuff going on with Odyssey, and so I'm like, can you spend, do you have the discretionary income to buy some new furniture? And luckily, I saved like a miser, so, you know, I dipped into a little bit of that to buy some stuff, and I'm looking forward to it getting here, but it is so, like, I got a text message from them, and they're like, oh, yeah, your new chaise, it's shipped, so we should have it in 2 weeks. I'm like, wait a minute. Anyway, that's neither here nor there, but at least I have, like, a couch in my living room, and you know, the couch is big enough for a couple of people. So it's not like if I invite you over, you have to sit on a what are those things? Those electrical spools of wire that when we were in college and we found one of those out in the alley. We're like, yeah, man, this looks industrial. We're gonna have this. It's gonna be awesome. And it sucked. But I've got that now and it's good. So anyway. Back to the lecture at hand. Socks Machine guys asked me a while ago if I'd be a part of their joint event with the 108 peeps. And I mean, I know the 108 peeps, but I know the Socks Machine guys a lot better. You know, Josh and Jim have been a part of my show. And then when my show merged with Dan's show to become Bernstein Holmes and sometimes Rahimi, I was like, we have to keep these guys. They're great. And so they've been a part of the new show for the last 2 seasons as well. And it's been good. They'll be on the show this year. And now James Fegan, who was also a fixture on my show and now is on our show, he joined up with Socks Machine, which is really incredible. And I credit Josh and Jim for having the foresight and then the business acumen. Josh is like he's really good when it comes to like the business of this and having the capital to be able to say to James, hey man, we can pay you if you'd like to cover the team. I think it's a win for Sox fans overall that James Fegan is still covering the team. He has a beautiful mind. When it comes to talking about baseball, he really asks interesting questions that you'll sit there and you'll go, why didn't I think of that, first of all? Well, because you probably don't have a beautiful mind. But outside of your own internal dialogue, it's cool to see that they're teaming up. He's going to go on the road. I'm thinking about, I don't know, I haven't even talked about this with Josh, but I'll say it to you. I'm thinking about like sponsoring one of the road trips that maybe James wasn't thinking about going on. Because I think the Sox fans deserve the coverage, even for a team that's not very good. So Sox Machine had an event at the Romova Theater. And it's terrific. Like a really terrific space. And I know that I knew that Chance had a concert there. I didn't know that he was one of the owners of the place, but it's a really cool venue. I think it seats about 1,800, 1,900 people. And I predict that it's going to become like a big deal. Especially for Sox fans. It would be great if the Sox were good. Because now there's another place that you can add to the list of places that you can go. So when people tell you that bullshit on there's no place to go, you can go to the Romova. And the reason that I say that is that it's not just a theater. It's also a brewery. And it's a restaurant. I'm thinking about going to have brunch over there soon. Because I didn't know. So like when I walked out of the event, I went downstairs and I talked with a couple of people because, you know, I saw them eating and stuff and the food looked really great. So I want to try it out for myself and see how good it is. But it's nice to have another place that's available to folks who are going to Sox games. It's right on 35th and Halsted. You can't miss it. Like, there's a big marquee that says Rumova, and it's cool. Like, it's one of the cooler places that I've seen south of the South Loop. So I'm happy that Sox fans will have something like that. And if you haven't checked it out, and no one's paying me to say this, you should. Do yourself a favor. If you know of, like, semi-competent musicians who are looking for a place to do concerts, you should look into doing stuff there. I think that it has a lot of potential, along with being a cool place to go have a drink or get something to eat before or after a Sox game. I want to talk about the event there after a quick timeout.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
So, Sox Machine guys say, hey, do you want to be a part of a panel? Do you want to talk with the Sox Machine 108 crew over at the Rumova? And I was like, yeah, I'm for the most part, I'm not doing anything. It wasn't like there was a baseball game on or anything like that. Not that that would have changed my answer. But, I mean, I had to watch the Bulls game, but I made it back home in time to do that. And it was nice to be able to do something at an event space that was close to my house. I think it took me 12 minutes to get over there. And that was all side street stuff. So it was cool. I enjoyed it thoroughly because it's a hall, like a whole hall filled with White Sox fans. And I thought there was really great commiseration between Sox fans about how they feel, like, overall. And the conclusion that I've come to is that Sox fans enjoy being around each other, even if they don't enjoy being around the team. And I don't know if that's unique. It feels unique. It feels unique. Like, it's hard to think of. Maybe Oakland A's fans like being around each other, I don't know. But it feels like when your team's this bad that you don't want to associate with them at all. I mean, that's kind of where I'm at, but, you know, there's far more reasons than just the bad for me. It was nice to feel some validation, because I was talking with someone who said to me that I speak for Sox fans, and that's a heavy responsibility. Like, even though I've abdicated my fandom, I take that seriously. I think that Sox fans need and deserve an advocate. And I still plan on being that even without being a fan myself. I have enough fan credentials and journalistic integrity that I feel very confident that I can represent Sox fans going forward, no matter what cap I put on. But it was nice to be in a place, in a space, where you're talking about some of these issues that the White Sox have had, and you're hearing amen, hallelujah. You're hearing from fans that are saying, man, this is really messed up, and where do we go from here? Trying to figure all of this stuff out. I hope that they continue to grow that experience and specifically do it there. I think that over the last 2 years, the Sox Machine and 108 guys have done a better job of Sox Fest than the White Sox have. Because the White Sox kind of punted on Sox Fest for who knows? Like, I honestly still, as many people as I know around the White Sox, at the highest levels, I have still not gotten a straight answer on Sox Fest going away. Now, Brooks Boyer was on the radio show, and I asked him point blank, is Sox Fest coming back? And I don't mean that kind of shitty, we're only going to talk with season ticket holders. No, rank and file should be allowed to be at Sox Fest. It's what it's always been and what it always should be. He said that next year there's going to be a Sox Fest. So we have him on record. Is why I knew the answer, but it's why I asked the question. Sometimes when you're doing this job, you have to ask questions that you know the answer to put people on record. Like, there were tons of Bears press conferences where I knew the answer to questions. But there's a difference between me saying this is what the Bears are going to do versus the Bears saying what they're going to do. And so I wanted to make sure that we had it on the record that there was going to be a Sox Fest, because I'm really proud of the 108 guys and especially the Sox Machine guys. Because I think that what they're doing along with coverage is building a community. And that's hard. You know, it might start out as 10 people at a barbecue or at a tailgate. Like, it might start out as that. But now we're talking about hundreds of people that are showing up to those events because they have the same interest. And it's cool. It's like, I don't know, man. It's kind of like they're doing their own Comic-Con. Maybe that's what they should call it, Soxicon. They're doing their own Comic-Con with the White Sox. And honestly, I found it encouraging. It was encouraging to me. As the Sox season goes on, I imagine there will be a lot of apathy, because they're not any good. Like, let's keep it all the way 100. They're not any good. And people are going to, you're not going to have the heat of opening day. Them announcing 32,000 for opening day is incredible. I thought it would be closer to like 27. But as the season goes on, considering their problems, like their lineup can't hit, and we'll see if they can pitch. Garrett Crochet's first start, by the way, was excellent. And I give him a lot of credit, because I didn't know what to expect. And I was sitting there like, he's probably going to throw four innings. No, he threw six dominant innings. And they're going to need that. They're going to need dominant innings from whoever can pick up the ball every day and throw it. But as far as a community, like being in the community, it was really nice for me to sit there and talk with a couple of people. Look, I have anxiety, and one of the triggers to my anxiety is crowds. Like, I struggle with crowds. So, you know, at the beginning, as we were setting up, I was talking to people, and I don't mind that. And I got to meet James Fegan's family, huge fan of his sister's art. And I finally got to meet his mom, who is, like, a big deal. Like, we joke about this, but James's mom is one of the premier doctors in our city. Anyway, I got to meet them, talked to some other people, met Courtney, who's doing a Sox podcast, and then I, you know, once it was over, I bounced, like, because I'm not good anymore with crowds. Like, it's a struggle for me. But it was nice. I gave away the hats. I still got a couple left to give away. I'll figure out how to give those away. And then I skedaddled and went home and watched the Bulls game. But I really appreciated, like, for that hour that I was there, I appreciated being in a space where fans were just, they just wanted to try and find some answers. So I was glad. I was really glad to be a part of it. I feel like this season of White Sox baseball is going to be really hard for everybody, including the guys that are on the team and making up the team. And they need to be held accountable, everyone. That's kind of my goal. You know, I was asked, Brooks said to me, he said, hey, are you going to come to some games this year? Or are you boycotting? And I said, I'm not boycotting. I'm going to cover your team. I'm just not putting on a cap. And I don't know if that makes me more or less dangerous as far as, like, covering the team. But it was really nice to be surrounded by what I thought was good energy. Better energy than what the White Sox deserve, to be honest with you. So it was cool. I just wanted to tell you about that. Like, keep supporting all of these other engines that are covering the White Sox, whether it's my guys at Sox Machine or the 108 guys, all of the you know, what the new media, a bunch of the bloggers that are out there, or even the folks that are just doing their stuff on social media. Find your voices when you're following and checking out these folks. My guys over at CHGO, Herbie is doing a great job. Like, support them and check them out. Find out kind of where you sit on this, because they need the support. You know, it's not easy to cover a team that's bad. It's so, when you're interested, I'm not saying, like, just give of your time and just like, I'm not saying that you necessarily have to donate. What I'm saying is, recognize that there are people that are working really hard to try to give you the best coverage possible. I saw my guy Omar out there. Like, there's a lot of folks that are going to do their best to try to tell you the story of White Sox baseball in 2024. It shouldn't be completely ignored. I don't know how much time we're going to spend on it on the score, but because we would like to keep our ratings, but there will be times to dip into that coverage. And I'm glad that there are so many people covering the White Sox on whatever level that are passionate about covering the White Sox. So that's it. That's all I wanted to say. That's all that was on my mind. I appreciate your time and your support of this podcast, where we also cover the White Sox. You can donate too, you know, even if it's like $5. If you want to donate to the pod, feel free. There's a little link where, if you're listening on Apple or on Spotify, and you can, that helps us to pay people to come on and do stuff for us. And we'll keep doing our best to find good partners. But you listening helps as well. Like, don't feel like you have to donate. You listening helps us. The longer you listen, the more you listen, it helps us. It helps us with ads inside of our platform, Red Circle. So even if you're listening, you're helping us out. Thanks for listening. I will talk to you next time. Peace.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar-S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.